All right, welcome to the Take Up Code podcast. This is Waheed Tanner, and I'm actually at CPPCon this week and met a person here. His name is Sean Hale, and he's a professional software engineer, and he has an interesting story about how he got started in software development. So take it away, Sean.
Yeah, so, I started my software development interest, I guess, in high school when I took, we learned some C++, and then the teacher quickly said, hey, Java's a new thing, let's learn Java. So we did a lot of Java coding. And I did 3 years of computer science there.
Well, that's interesting. How deep would you say you got into programming in high school?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I was that good at it.
That's okay.
In fact, I was always asking for help, and I didn't know quite what I was doing, and I was always kind of scared that I was going to fail the next test, and somehow I got through it. And when I got to taking the test to have it count as a college credit, because at a certain point it was an honors level class, I decided... Or I tried to take it, and I just bombed it entirely. So,
okay.
So I wasn't quite. I would say that we went pretty deep.
Okay. So what did you study in college then?
So in college, I studied English education. I was really into computers, and I built my own computers, and I've always been into it, but I didn't want it to be my job.
Okay.
And that's because everybody was saying, well, if you make your hobby your job, then you're going to hate it. But I, you know, later on I find out that's not the case. But, you know, I did English education. I did the student teaching track. And I taught high school kids. And that was just during my student teaching, really. And I decided, you know, I really feel like I need to be really into teaching to want to do this for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Because I would be a disservice to the kids if I didn't really feel like I was into it. So I moved on, at the time I was working at a data center as well.
Okay.
And that was my college job. And at the data center, we learned a lot of interesting stuff, even though a lot of it was just, you know, put up this server and, you know, run these network cables and power. But a lot of it was also, you know, Linux troubleshooting and networking as well.
Okay.
So we did a lot of... We did a lot of work with, like, Cisco boxes, like network routers and ASAs and
okay.
stuff like that. So I learned networking, and I learned a lot of Linux while I was there. And I got really interested in Linux, started playing around with it at home. And I started playing around with some custom templates, like, for WordPress. I made my own CSS templates. And,
okay.
I was playing around with that. And bash scripting, of course.
Okay.
And then from there, I decided it was, you know, I would move into somewhere, another position. And my brother-in-law knew that I was pretty with it,
okay.
as far as technology goes. And he worked at this company, and he said, hey, you know, I used to work at this company, and my old boss is asking me if I know anybody. And... I threw out your name, so I sent the resume over to him, and I got an interview over there.
And what were they looking for in that type of role that you got into there?
So I originally applied for the level 2 support position, now that I remember. And he told me I didn't know enough networking.
Okay.
And which was kind of funny because I was working on routers a lot at the time, and I was like, really? I don't? Okay. But I was like, okay, that's fine. And so, but he moved me into level one position, which was a, mostly just a Windows, like a end user application,
okay.
supporting that. And so that was just a basically if you knew Windows and you knew how to navigate around Windows and the registry and all that, then you were good to go. And then I quickly showed that I was capable of doing the level two position, because I started getting calls that we would have to send over to level two.
Like, okay.
So the calls would come into level one, then we would send it over to level two, and, you know, or find a tech in level two and send it over to them. But instead of sending it over, I just started taking them. And I just, I didn't even ask. I just started doing it, and I started asking level twos questions and stuff, and you know, I really quickly demonstrated that I was capable of doing it, and so they moved me up to level two.
That's an important thing also, you know, taking that responsibility for your own advancement. Huge,
right.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah. Right.
So how did you turn that into software development?
Yeah, so basically about a year and a half into the level two position, the QA lead at the company sent out a notice saying, hey, I'm looking to hire a new QA, and I'd like to invite people in for an interview and support. Now, in the past, they'd just hired outside, but then since they had just brought him on as the lead of QA, he had kind of a different view. And his view was, you know, the support guys are going to know the products inside and out, and they're going to know what all the problems are, and they're going to be able to find things easier. And this was the first time that the company was trying to move somebody out of support.
Okay.
So I interviewed for the job, and the interview was it was a lot of methodology. It was pseudocode.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, did you have to actually do any coding in there? So they were looking for what, more concepts?
Right.
What would
just,
they...
Just he was mainly looking for, can you reason well? And also, he was kind of looking for, it was kind of a collaborative exercise. So he's looking for a collaboration underneath all that as well. Like, can you work well with others?
Okay.
So
really important, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, he would... You know, I would say, hey, you know, I think this is the solution to the problem. He said, well, this could also be the solution to the problem. And then, you know, I would, you know, be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, and we would, you know, bounce ideas off of each other. It wasn't him telling me I was wrong or me telling him he was wrong, but it was just working together to find a solution.
Okay.
And it involved pseudocoding on the whiteboard.
Okay. And then since then, have you been able to, you know, increase your skills in software development? And how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, so QA, the position I was in, there was a lot of manual stuff. So I tried to automate as much as I could via bash scripting. We also worked side-by-side with the developers in QA. We were, you know, in the same room, on the same team, you know, we're all working together. We're all trying to, you know, get the release done and make sure everything's tested and works well.
Okay.
So being side by side with developers, sometimes I would go, you know, pull the code down myself and go look at the code.
Okay.
And I would review it with developers and sometimes they would even pair with developers. And I was doing a lot of self-study at home too, learning Python, which is a really good first mm-hmm. programming language to learn, I think. And actually a developer took notice and he said, hey, you know, let's make a game together. And
okay.
We didn't quite get that far in the game. But we were doing stuff in Unity, which involved, you know, programming.
Yeah.
You know.
Making a game is a great way because it's fun, it's interesting.
Right.
Right, okay.
So yeah, we were doing that, and I was doing a lot of Java. As QA, you know, you want to automate stuff, so I started learning Selenium.
Okay.
And Java's, you know, perfect for learning Selenium, which is browser automation, you know.
Okay. About how long do you think this process took? From moving into this and starting to get into you feel comfortable saying, hey, you know what? Looking around, like, I'm actually a software engineer now.
So that actually gets pretty interesting because I thought I was ready after about a year and a half of QA. And I was doing really well in QA, and, you know, everybody thought I was, you know, a superstar, and everybody was glad to have me there, and, you know, and I worked really hard. But I thought I was ready. So I went to the lead of development and said, hey, you know, I kind of want to move into development. Is there any way I can interview? Do you have any openings? Is there any way I can interview for the job? And we did the interview, and I failed.
There's nothing wrong with that, no. But okay.
there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And his interview was, you had to have a deeper knowledge of, you know, of the methodology. Right. So you have, you know, like, he's looking for, you know, he's doing a similar thing where he's asking you how to, you know, how do you reason through this?
Right. But I guess it probably showed you areas that you needed to work more on. Right.
Right. So I learned that, you know, even though I knew how to program, I didn't know a lot of the methods, I guess.
Okay.
And it's not really about what language you know or anything like that, in my opinion. It's more about, you know, can you architect something that, you know, works well and is easy to maintain and, you know, all the, you know, all that.
So how did you get those skills?
So that, he offered me an opportunity. Okay. He said, you know, I want to put as much work into this as you're willing to put into it. Which I think is very rare. I was very lucky to be working at the company, you know, with the people that I was working with who are all excellent people. And for him to offer me that was like just amazing. So actually that over the summer, he took every lunch and he sat down with me and we pair programmed. So he
5 days a week.
Yeah, 5 days.
Wow.
A week. Yeah.
That's really good.
Right. And he's never done that with anybody else. Probably because he's run out of time now.
Yeah. But, so you say over summer. So like over the course of 3 months.
Yeah.
5 days a week for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, about
maybe.
An hour. Okay. Yeah. And we were making Monopoly in Java. He would write a unit test and he would say, okay, make that red test green. And
yep.
And then I would do something and he would be like, well, he would show me like where that was, you know, good or bad, or, you know, how he would give me a good idea of how, if I was progressing well. And I was reading a lot at home and, but that was a unique opportunity, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he said, you know, let's get you working with the developers directly. So at the company I'm at, we do pair programming no matter what. So all developers have to work side by side with another developer. And what we do, and what he would have me do is pair with the developers on, you know, the stories that we were working on. So if they had a story, they would pull, like one of them pull me in, we'd work on it. And that was a unique opportunity as well.
Yeah. So during this time, were you still doing your normal duties?
Yes.
And then these were in addition to that?
Yes. Oh, wow. So there was a full-time job and then that on top of it. Because my boss at the time in QA said, you know, I'm willing to give you the time to do it. But, and he really was, but it ended up being that there was so much to do in QA that I had to get that stuff done. As well as this, you know, like, so I ended up working extra, I feel like.
So it sounds like, to me, it was a combination. One, a really unique opportunity, and two, just really hard work on your part to just pull it off.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right.
It is very tough. And then, you know, a year or so after that, or it may have been 2 years later, I eventually interviewed again, and he had a slightly different interview this time, and since I had already kind of almost been. And then I went through the second interview, which was more technical. and that was actually, you know, programming in Java, and that one I actually passed, and you know, they moved me in. So
cool. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. I really appreciate talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
What struck me was the motivation that I think you can provide. You know, if you're thinking about learning how to code, and you know, just do what Sean did. Take that initiative. Start learning. Look for those opportunities and be ready to work hard when you get them. I think.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, bye.